Hello.
We're rolling.
We're back.
Did you miss us?
Because we missed you.
We're back after some troubleshooting. We're here. We're recording. We're sitting in front of the Christmas tree.
So cozy.
It's the day after Christmas. So we're still feeling the vibes. Yeah, I don't like to take everything down for a while.
No.
Do you think you guys will?
It's so much work to put it up.
It's so much work.
I keep it up for like well into January, I feel like.
When do you and Max put up your Christmas decorations?
This year? I mean, it kind of depended on when we were out of town, because we were out of town for Thanksgiving. So I feel like we didn't do it until that next weekend.
Okay. So there's like a bye week and then you kind of go.
Because I can't do anything after work.
No. It's like a weekend thing.
Yeah.
You go, and did you guys have a real tree or do you have a fake one?
I hate to admit it, but 2 years ago, I was like, I'm done with the real trees.
No, 100%.
They're just expensive, messy.
Yeah.
You have to water them. I'm always afraid they're going to catch on fire and fall and all this. So I got the fake one and
love.
I like it. I did not get it pre-lit. I do regret that. If you're going to get the fake one, get it pre-lit.
That's a good tip.
Yep.
Who wants to...
string
the lights around.
I really regret that one, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Nope, that's a fake one. We've had a fake one for
I would have no idea
5 years now.
It's beautiful.
And you just know, like, it of course when you have kids and there's other people involved, like I can see how going is a really fun family tradition. Yeah. But then it's like we know it fits. We know it's the same shape every year. It's pre-lit.
It looks really full. Yeah. I did not know that was fake.
It's fake. It's fake. And you just have to vacuum it every day. Like, it sheds so much, and the dog, and so, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to go fake. I did get, for my new place, I got Whole Foods was selling, like, the little
cutie
trees.
Ones.
Like, this, maybe, so like, 2.5 feet tall. And that one I did do, and... Well, my mom was helping me move, and she was there for like 5 days, and she was like, we're getting lights, we're getting ornaments, we're getting a ribbon. Like, she took
it
over, and I was like, you know what? This is the perfect size tree. I just put it right next to my couch on a little stand, like a little side table stand. And it
feels like a full tree,
to be honest.
The height of the couch. So.
And you don't have to it's just so much easier to manage and... If you're not going to be there a lot of the Christmas season, I was like, you need a little something, but you don't need the whole shebang. So
that's
truly
perfect.
There's also just not room, simply. Like, there's just not a lot of... You need a real corner in your house to do it.
Yeah, how's the new place?
It's good. It's good.
Do you feel settled?
I feel like 65% settled.
Okay.
And I feel like for 2 to 3 weeks, and that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I do, which we need to talk about our respective Christmas parties,
yes.
But when I decided for some reason that I was going to throw a Christmas, kind of half Christmas, half housewarming party the day before I was going to get on a flight to come to the East Coast.
Behavior.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was like, if I don't do this now, I just don't think I'm going to have a random party in January through April. Like, it's just not going to happen. And then it's like, I've been there for too long and it's, I don't know. So I was like, let's build on the momentum. Like, I was already kind of putting stuff away. Let's have a party. And so because of the party, that made me feel more nested, because... You just go around, and I was like, yeah, I need to hang that thing now because people are coming and I need to buy this rug.
It makes you do it.
People are coming. So I actually am really glad. Like, it was kind of a chaotic week leading up to the party prep, which, it is a full-time job.
So much work.
5 days before you have a party is, really, really, it can be chaotic. So, but it was good. It got a lot of things, on the walls. It got a lot of things, nestled the way I wanted, and then one room I just literally shut the door. It's like a 2-bed, 1-bath, and I just shut the door and put all the stuff that didn't have a place in there. So that's temporarily feels like a little tiny corner for my desk, and then it's like a storage unit. So I'll go and deal with that when I go back. But other than that, everything else felt really good.
Amazing.
That's the only room that still needs some
That's okay, because you can shut the door, so you don't have to look at it until you're ready to.
Exactly. Yeah. So that one will be a process. But yeah. No, I want to hear the breakdown of your party.
Yes, we also had a Christmas party the day after yours.
Mm-hmm.
And
so Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We Oh, this is an update. We're big Friday night party people nowadays. We did it for my birthday, too.
Mm-hmm.
And to, like, be hungover and, like, lazy on Saturday and then know that you have Sunday to, like, get your shit together, be productive, is so much better. Like, the Sunday scaries aren't as bad. The, like, anxiety is not a thing, I feel like.
Right.
So we're out on Saturday parties. We only have Friday parties now.
Yeah, your recovery time is just more.
Yeah, we just, I guess it's because we're getting old. We just feel like we need Saturday to do nothing. And but then I feel like if you're doing that on a Sunday, we just feel guilty the whole time of like, you know, we should go to the grocery store and we should clean this. And
yeah.
Then like you're just like shooting yourself and making you feel bad. So
yeah,
we're big on Friday parties.
I like that because it's tempting because I know people are tired after the work week. But yeah. I just feel like you should just push
get
through
it over with. Yep.
And then have fun. And then, like, you can really just.
Exactly.
Like, just go right into chill mode. Yeah. Or whatever, however you want the rest of your weekend to look.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Highly recommend. Love. It's been a game changer the last few months.
You guys should have seen, and if you haven't, you need to go look at Alex's Instagram. Like, I saw this Instagram and I audibly was like, oh my god, like it was so cute. She had the cutest party outfit on. Please tell everyone about it and then also tell them what you served drinks wise.
It was fun. Yeah, to the origin story of the party in the first place, like the reason we threw a Christmas party was because Max is like really obsessed with making playlists for everything. And he made a really good playlist. So he was like, we therefore have to have a Christmas party. So we really only had this party for the playlist. Like,
lit.
No joke. My Connecticut friends and I are really into saying, it's like evolved throughout the months, but we used to just say like something was Gorgina. And then we got like Christmas spirit, festive, whatever. So we started to change it to Gore Jingle Jangle, Gore Jangle, Gore. We like just, it's evolved. So then we were like, we need to have a Gore Jingle Jangle party. So it was a Gore Jingle Jangle themed party. So everybody had to dress up. So it was like dress up. We didn't serve any like fancy food. I made like Christmas Cosmo cocktail like things.
They were so cute.
It was fun.
Velvet ribbon.
Yes, the ribbon, that's all Allison inspired me with the ribbon. And I bought that edible glitter to do a little glitter on top.
Oh, nice. Where do you get edible glitter from?
Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon, yeah.
Did you put the glitter in the drink or was it like on the rim?
You can do that. Like when I was watching the reviews, a lot of people like people will pour like the whole thing in like a bottle of wine and shake it.
Oh,
like it's so much glitter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like wine.
Yeah, but I just like sprinkled a little on top because I was nervous, but. You really can't taste it in it. Yeah. So
glitter.
It was fun. Yeah.
It looked like such a hit.
It was good.
Alex had on the cutest outfit it's a top five for me.
It was cute.
It's like your wedding dress and then like maybe this outfit. It was so cute. Please.
So
describe.
Yeah, I rented it from Rent the Runway. And the reason I was getting something from Rent the Runway in the first place was I had a wedding the weekend beforehand. So I was like, I need a dress because who has like a ball gown wedding winter wedding dress
in
their
closet?
Can you
just do a month of Rent the Runway and like be done or did you
That's good. Like it's just like newly where you can cancel or pause at any time. So I knew I was gonna like kill a lot of multiple birds with the one stone of Rent the Runway, so I was like, okay, I'll get my wedding guest dress and I'll get a party outfit. And when I was looking, I saw this and I was like, I have to have the pants and the top.
But
for the longest time, the pants were not my size. So I was like, I'm going to just every day check it and check and check. Where by the time I like had to order, it was a Christmas miracle. They had my pants in my size. But then the dress that I was going to get for the wedding no longer was available. But I was willing to. It was okay. Like I rented a worse dress.
Exactly.
And you know what?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
This is the real test. Was it worth it? Because there was another girl wearing the same dress at the wedding that I wore. It wasn't great. Nobody. That's not fun
for
anybody.
What was the dress and what did that end up being?
It was like that. It was purple, long sleeve shimmer one. Yes. Another girl had the same dress. So, no, like,
God
really put me.
And be like,
I didn't. She didn't.
Oh, she didn't.
She didn't find it as funny as me. And then I swear to God, she was everywhere I looked. I was like, okay, girl, you can go. The wedding is so big. Go somewhere else. I swear, she purposely was standing right next to me all the time.
Well, especially if she didn't have a funny reaction, you'd think she wouldn't want to be near you.
I know.
That's like even funnier.
I was like, we have to address this. So God really put me to the test. Like, was it worth it to have the pants? Because I then had the public humiliation of wearing the same dress as this girl. But it's what the things we do for beauty. It was worth it. I had to do it.
I think it was worth it for the photos alone. Like, you looked fantastic.
Thank you.
She also wore these really cute heels that you bought for Sammy's wedding.
Yes.
And they're like, what color are the actual shoes themselves? Are they clear or nude?
No, it's like a little pinky. Like, it's okay. Kind of like a nude pink.
And then they have a really champagne cute, like, kind of crystal color. Like piece yeah. on them, like a they're circular cool. jeweled piece on the front, and they're pointy toe.
Yeah, and the heel is kind of fun. It's like a skinny heel that then kind of goes out like
yes.
like a flare.
What do we call those?
I don't know.
A flare heel would be.
It's
a
flare
good
heel.
You guys know what we're talking about. We can post a reference photo, but it is. It was such a cute outfit.
Thank
I literally,
you.
It was one of
I
the
was proud.
Best. Oh my God, you guys looked so good. Max looked really festive and fun too.
Yes.
He had like a great blazer on and like a turtleneck.
Yep, his blazer was green and it was from his childhood master golf costume.
Perfect.
So, and
it
then
was
he,
waiting for this
yes.
day.
And yeah, our house is like very mid-century. Like, it's from the mid-century. And so we've really adopted that for all things in our life. We now mm-hmm. dress to match the house and everything. Like, I felt like we looked like we were straight from the 60s, but it was fun.
No, in the best way though. It's so cute, and y'all's houses come together so beautifully.
Thank you.
We were just talking about the things you do, like when you buy a house, like you guys just painted your fireplace, which
yes.
like, what does that even
and
mean?
And when I say we, I didn't do a goddamn thing.
Okay.
Max did the whole thing.
Thanks, Max.
I didn't touch a paintbrush.
Love. Did you? I could see you just sitting on the couch right behind him and being like, hey, you missed a spot over there.
I would come because I was doing like outdoor, like I was trying to make the porch cute in Christmas this day.
Well,
so I would come in and I would be like, wow, looks amazing. Keep it up.
Affirmations.
And then I was just like outside, like planting little cute Christmas plants.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
A good multitask.
Yeah.
Okay, cute. Yeah.
Another big update at our house. Mm-hmm. We have a roommate. We got a roommate.
Oh my God, I keep forgetting.
He moved in this week officially.
Wait, was he not staying before?
He stayed for a little bit, and then, but he hadn't like fully moved in his stuff. Like, he was staying in our guest room. This time he like, we cleaned out the guest room. He brought his own bed, his own desk, his own spice rack. He brought a spice rack.
Shut
I was like,
up.
I wasn't ready for that one.
You're like, no. Oh, I didn't think you were making contributions to the kitchen.
No, but I was like, all is welcome.
Alex,
I made a corner for the spice rack.
I'm just going to say that's very generous. And I will say you are the kind of person, like, when you offer for someone to stay, like, you're not kidding. I don't think you say that without. No, but like a lot of people would be like, just say it to feel good about themselves. Like, myself,
no,
probably
included. I'm so happy he's
but you
joining
offered
us.
It to him multiple times, and like, he really took you up on it, and I think you were literally fully prepared, like, for him to take you up on it.
Yeah.
And I think that is so incredibly nice.
And like,
generous.
Our family keeps being like, how long is he going to be there? I'm like, I don't know. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he got a storage unit for any extra stuff, but.
Perfect. Okay. That's good. That's
yeah.
Good.
So
is he in the room all the way on the left where I was staying, or where?
No, I felt bad. I feel like that is the bigger room and the better room, but, it has all my clothes. Like, that's what I use for my makeup.
That's your get ready space.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was like, I don't want to take that from you. So he's in the
middle
blue
room
in the middle.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. And he had a king bed, and we were afraid it was going to feel a little tight, but there is plenty of room. Like, he has that and a nightstand and a dresser all in there, and it's fine. So.
Okay. And
there's plenty of space.
When he was staying with you before for like a little bit.
Yes.
Like a couple weeks or so?
Yeah, he did. It was about a week.
How did that go? Because that's kind of a test.
Yes, that's why he did it. I thought it was fine.
Great.
We have also, like, it's a split level house, so there's like a basement room
mm-hmm.
with a couch and TV, and right. that's where he put his desk. And like we said, like, that could be his room too. So a lot of times, like, we watch TV upstairs. He's always welcome to join us.
Right.
I really want to get him in on watching Winter House with us, because we're really
perfect
big Winter House people right now. But he would just go down, watch what he wanted downstairs while we watched in our living room. So, like,
do you guys eat
it doesn't
together?
Feel like too much.
Good.
Yeah. Sometimes. And again, I was always like, there's enough food if you want some, but he's very polite and has his own food. Spice rack. Yes, and spice rack.
Any spices he brought to the table that you did not have?
I need to look through it. I saw it the other day. I was like, oh, hi. I didn't expect this. Now,
were
this.
You really like, oh, hi? Like, you're smiling about it, but I think I'd be like,
I just did not see that one coming. I didn't see the 30-year-old man bringing a spice rack when he moved in, but it's okay.
He probably thought, Alex is going to be so pumped about this.
And like, I think I could explore. I really need to work on expanding my horizons in the kitchen, so maybe this is going to be good for me. I'm going to see it as a silver nice lining.
Look at it. Well, in general, like, hosting someone long term is really kind in general.
Well, and to be clear, he's paying rent, everyone. This isn't just like out of the goodness of my heart. Yes.
Oh my God, good. Yes. Well, I mean, he's using your water. It adds up over time.
Yes. But yeah, so again, this isn't a full charity.
Are we making like a chunk of change, or like, is it a good deal?
Yes. I'm going to use this money to go buy myself something really, really nice. Don't tell Max, but no, I'm kidding.
You're pocketing all the money. like he just gives it to you in cash in an envelope.
So yeah, again, I'm not a pure saint.
No, but it's still very, very nice. And I bet he's very grateful to you guys.
And he's more than welcome to stay as long as he wants.
Feel like you had to talk him into it, or he was like...
I don't think so. I don't know what he would say, but... Yeah, I don't think so. He wants to live in West Hartford, which is where we do, and it's just... one, really expensive to get a one bedroom in West Hartford.
Yeah.
And I don't think he wants to rush into another lease right now.
Right.
So it's just kind of the interim before he figures out where he wants to do and where he wants to go.
So this is less than a one bedroom. Like, either way, he's getting a deal, I would imagine.
Exactly.
That's lovely. Yeah. You guys are such nice friends. And it's like, I think you'll laugh and smile and remember the time, and you'll like always have a special bond with him.
I hope so.
And that's what's so fun about it. Like, you don't have kids yet. You have a room.
We had the space.
The basement, that, I mean, really.
Yeah, it's a
like
whole nother TV room.
You're getting
room.
Like a whole return on the basement in a new way when you have another person that can still like have a whole space.
Yeah, because we don't really use it that much. So it does feel like a waste of space sometimes. Yeah. And there's a TV and a couch down there and stuff. So
yeah. And you guys have a gym he can utilize?
Yeah. I told him use my gym with me.
Work out together. Is there any new stuff in the gym since I was there?
No, last? I need to add some more. I have some things. I wasn't sure if I was going to get anything for Christmas, so I was kind of waiting. I did not, so I will get myself.
Add to cart.
To be fair, I didn't like explicitly tell anyone either, but you just never know, you know? So that was not me throwing shade at anyone.
I did not, so
go ahead. But let me talk about my Christmas gifts for 1 second. Let's because quite literally, almost every single gift I received pertain to alcohol in some way, shape, or form.
Really?
And I can't, there's two ways I look at this. Sure. Either one, I need some new hobbies, because
you always say clearly, I don't have a hobby.
Clearly, something is wrong with me. Or two, I need a new job, because it's my job that is making me drink this much. So
it could be a combo of both.
Loved all the gifts. I was just like, should we be worried? Like, are we worried for my...
Well, you're clearly not having an intervention with you. Like, they're just providing more to you, so...
But, like, maybe I need to step up and say, enough is enough, Alex.
I think it's something only you can do.
I know.
As in, you're the only person that would know. I don't think you drink too much.
Thank you.
I think it's different if you feel horrible every day. Like, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
My thing is, like, you don't... I don't think you have the patience to, like, feel bad every day, because your life requires a lot out of you. So, like, if you weren't able to do those things, I think you'd be like, I can't.
So, yeah, instead of getting any workout gear, I only got...
So, what did you get? Some nice liquor or something?
Some. And then it was very nice. My parents got us... I had never heard of it, but it's basically like a Keurig for cocktails. It's really nice.
What?
Yeah, and like they come with little, like you have to, I haven't figured out how to use it yet, but like you hook up the alcohol to it, and then it's like little K-cups that are like a Bloody Mary or a Old Fashioned or a whatever type of.
That is such a smart invention.
Yeah, it's extremely fun. I'm excited for it, but. That was like our big gift.
Anyone can be a mixologist with that thing.
I know. So I haven't, we haven't like fully opened it, obviously, since we're not home yet. I'll keep you posted, but.
That's cool. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
No. It's all fine. You're fine. Little cameo. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
So what kind of cake, you know, cocktail K-cups are there? Like,
for the Christmas season, there was like a naughty one and a nice one. Ooh. And the naughty was like, I don't remember the names, but it was Mrs. Santa Claus's martini.
Got it.
Don't know what's in it. Or like gingerbread something.
Oh, fun.
So yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you just take it.
And you can make the mocktails, obviously. You just don't put anything in it. So maybe.
Oh, that's true.
I could do that.
It works for the mocktail community as well. I feel like mocktails are on the rise. Like, I mean, they already kind of are. But I feel like they're going to have a big year in 2024. I don't know why. I feel like we're going to see more mocktail brands come into existence. I feel like every cocktail menu, like, the ratio is going to go up of, like, what you can get as a mocktail. And maybe people were doing that before and I just didn't fully realize, but there really are times where I feel like we were talking about this recently, like our tolerance has just gone down so much.
It's so true.
And
no, even last night for Christmas, which I was not drinking like that much, but between each drink, I had a glass of water just in case.
100%.
I feel good in the morning. I feel fine, but I had a full glass of water before the next drink.
Yeah. That's just like...
I never insurance used to have policy. To do that.
No. Also, you'd never think to do it.
Yeah.
But it's like feel like every year the clock turns and you get another year older, it takes me an additional 3 to 6 hours to like get over the hangover. And I'm just like, oh God, like it's already like the juice isn't worth the squeeze always for me. Obviously, there's certain times, but I feel like I am not
at what cost
partying the way I once was because of the cost. It's just too much.
Yep.
But you can fake it with a mocktail like completely if you want to. If you still want to like go and have the party vibe and like, you know, but you can just have a little mocktail and no one kind of even knows the difference.
Yep.
Which is lovely. Okay. Well, I'm excited. Keep us posted on the cocktail machine. Does it have a name?
Yep. I don't remember what it is.
All right.
No free sponsors.
No free sponsors today. Well, we don't need any more. Don't send Alex another one. Well, I might have a drinking problem.
I could give it away.
How many drinks do you have a week?
Not many. Like, we're not like a every night of the week. I'm not drinking during the night of the week at all. Yeah. Like,
yeah, no, you're fine.
Just saying, it's my whole personality, apparently.
I think you're also having a lot of fun with hosting because you have a house.
And I think that's where my parents...
And so it's also like you're giving it to other people. Like, I feel like I'm more motivated to make someone else a nice cocktail and, like, put the effort into that sometimes than, like, just myself or, like, myself and one other person.
Yeah.
So I feel like this feels great. It's also, it's an investment into your hosting.
That's, I think, how I
saw it.
I don't
think it's an attack on your character or anything.
No, I'm excited.
Good.
Your party, did you serve anything fun?
Yes, I had been to a gift exchange like the week prior, and so she was such a nice host, and her place looked great as well and very festive, and so I was like scanning the room and being like copy paste, what can I just copy paste into my party for next week, and she made a really nice a cranberry spritz kind of.
Yum.
So just like Saint Germain and Prosecco and like some cranberry and then some garnishes of like the rosemary and the cranberries. And I was like, that's easy enough. So just bought some Prosecco, some Saint Germain cranberry, did the exact same thing. And then I also made a batch of mistletoe margaritas, which were a hit. They were gone by the end of the party. So those were really good. And then I just had some open bar stuff, put up a little table in a little area of the house I don't have furnished quite yet that fit kind of perfectly. So
cute.
We set up a little bar and we had some apps, and I was leaving the next day, so I didn't want to have that much food left over because it was just going to go to waste. So truly,
did
everyone left
them?
With a doggy bag. Like I didn't give people a choice.
That's
I was
the
really
best.
Pushing food on people. And I was like someone I'd never met. I was like giving them a gallon sized bag of like an assortment of desserts. And I was like, hi, so nice to meet you. See you. Have a great Christmas. And you have to take that with you. Thanks
I'm sure
so much.
They loved that.
I hope so. And if they didn't, that's fine.
And
they
throw it away without telling you. Yeah.
Exactly. So I feel like that was good. We divvied it up. It was fun. We had Trader Joe's sells little boxes of mistletoe. I don't know if you saw that while you were shopping around. I saw him kind of by the checkout, and I was like, oh my gosh, have to hang this up. I have a cute little, like, rounded hallway. And so that's where the garland and, like, the ribbon was decorated. That was all. My mom, she did a gorgeous job. Made it feel very festive. And so I hung it from there, and no one had kissed by the end of the party. So I made my friends who are dating, I was like, please go under it and kiss. Otherwise, it feels kind of cursed. Yeah, bad luck. And, like, so do you mind? And they were like, sure, I guess.
Cute.
So we did have some kisses under the mistletoe, which was great. Got some cute pics, met some people. I feel like it was a great opportunity to, like, I went through my phone, and anytime I had met someone in Austin, I just added a cowboy hat next to their name. So I knew it was, like, an Austin person that I had met.
Genius.
And I plugged the cowboy hat into my contact list, and I kid you not, texted every single person.
I love it.
Because I wanted it to be a mixer. I didn't just, like, we have a friend group. Obviously, it's, like, 5 or 6 of us. But I wanted it to be, like, meet new people, like, do that kind of thing. And so I texted everyone, and I just copy-pasted the invitation.
Did
it
work?
Come! Exclamation point, bring friends! And I told everyone to bring friends, and a lot of people brought friends. Okay. And it was so fun. Cool. It ended up being, like, I think at the height of the party, it was, like, 20, 25 people, which was awesome.
A lot of people.
Yes, it was great. It's not a big house, but I feel like it's kind of fun when the house is, like, smaller, so it feels fuller. Yes. So that was really fun. Yeah, it was a great turnout. I met some new people, which was really great. And I think everybody had a really lovely time. I had a great time. And my friends so nicely, like, stayed back after and helped me, like, clean up a little, which is so nice. So, yeah, I would call it a success. And the house feels more warmed. And I feel like I'll be excited when I come home because things were kind of, like, put together for the party.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, it really was super genius of you to plan it the way that you did. And, like, right when you move in, to force yourself to get things in place, and then you knew you were leaving. So you're just like,
yep, just put the work in on the front end. Not that you have to, because I also like and believe the sentiment that you don't have to buy everything for your house right away. So that's not necessarily
so hard
what
to
I'm
remember
saying,
that.
But it's more like the stuff that you already have that you moved with, like, hang it up, just go ahead and, like, pick
do
a place
it.
To do it, because it's a compound interest sort of effect where, like, I get high off of hanging one thing on the wall, and then I'm, like, searching on Etsy for prints, and I'm like, I want to hang 16 more pieces. It makes it feel so much homier, or, like, I want to buy this candle for the bathroom or whatever. So yes, it was lovely. I'm so glad people came. If I'm still in that house next year this time, I will do it again for sure. So it was fun. But that being said, I just, like, people who host all the time, it felt like a marathon.
Expensive.
And hundreds and hundreds of dollars, which is fine. Like, once a year, happy to do it. But I'm like, oh yeah, this is expensive.
But I think that's a good reminder for everyone. Like, everyone kind of sees this differently, but I feel like when you get invited somewhere, even if it's something, like, low-key and casual, like our little holiday parties, just, like, bring a little hostess gift. Literally as easy as, like, a bottle of wine. That's the easiest thing. You can stop and spend $10 right before you go. But it's just, like, really thoughtful to bring a little hostess gift for people, because it is a lot of work. It is a lot of money.
Right.
And so I just think that's a good reminder for the world to know. You know?
You're so right. More than ever, when people brought stuff else.
Even,
like,
a card. Like,
you.
A handwritten card. You don't even need it. But, like, just to, like, it's thoughtful. Exactly.
It's the acknowledgement part. No, yeah, people were lovely and brought, I think I have, like, 8 bottles of wine in my house now that we didn't even
And then that's
touch.
Nice to have, where then if you host again, you just have them. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it's a nice little hostess gift.
You're right. And I think after hosting, you have more appreciation for hosting. Like, you'll go to parties differently because you know. You know what it took to get there.
I agree.
Yeah, so a lot of work, but so worth it. And sometimes I need a little project. And so that was fun. I'm trying to think what else. I know we haven't done this pod in a while.
I know.
Do we talk about it or do we not?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Cool.
Our goal in 2024 is to be consistent. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to tell you this.
Yeah.
Randomly the other day, my students were asking me, like, if I wasn't a teacher, what would I do? And I was like, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think I would be good at? And this girl was like, I don't know, I could like see you being like a mini influencer, like not that you would have like insane, because I was like, I'd be too nervous to like always have to post and keep up with that, like I don't think I'd be good at that. And she was like, no, I feel like you could just like have like a mini little following. I was like, okay. And she goes, wait, no, I think you would be really good at having a podcast. I was like, Kylie, that's so funny you say that, because me and my friend do have one. She was like, oh my gosh. So I thought that was cute. That like just happened last week.
I love that. That is so cute. She really sees you, because she was spot on. Did you, okay, because you said your students had a podcast project.
Yes.
So did you tell them among, like in the midst of this project, like, by the way?
No. Again, I only brought it up to Kylie because it came up, but like, I didn't say that to my students that were making the
Do you think
project.
That she's found any episodes?
No.
You don't
The
think?
Other day.
I feel like if my favorite teacher, if I knew she had a podcast, I would like go find it.
I don't know if maybe there's not. A way to. That's a good question.
Well, I guess if she doesn't know the title, it would
I didn't tell her that.
I think our names are on Spotify, though. I wonder if we search our name, if it would come up.
The other day, I did have a student, like, I saw a follower. I had a new, like, Instagram follower request, and it was the name of a student I have. And I was like, that's funny. So I just clicked on it. And then, you know, when you go to click on your followers or, like, follow requests, it's gone. To show like he deleted it. I was like, he definitely did not mean to request me, but I caught him.
He had a jump scare.
But that's why I have to be private with the job I currently have. If I ever leave teaching, I would be fine with going on private.
I was gonna ask what your thoughts on public
versus I actually my TikTok
is.
Kind of switch it up every now and then, because sometimes I'm like, I don't care, but right now I don't know, I go back and forth, like
it's fair. But mainly because of your job, you would say.
Okay.
Yeah, no, if I search your name.
In Spotify?
Oh, you know what? I did your maiden name. Let's try it.
Which, that's another option, but they do know both of my names. Like,
right.
Yeah, I could go by the other name, but I'm not too concerned.
Yeah, I mean, if I search it, I wonder if it's like.
That's a good point.
More biased towards what I'm already searching
in
my
know.
Spodcast, but I just said Spodcast, like Spotify and podcast together. But I search Alex Stash, and the second thing down is our podcast, and then it's your profile.
Cute.
So maybe it does.
Maybe she did search. Kylie, if you're listening, you're a wonderful student.
Yeah. The last thing we talked about was my first week in Austin, our bachelorette trips, and Cry Girl Summer.
Was it a Cry Girl Summer? Was that last summer? That was two summers ago.
Kate and Alex are back after a 3-week hiatus. Well, how about a little longer hiatus this time? And better than ever, catching up on Kate's first week in Austin, book clubs, how everyone's reading Colleen Hoover this summer, Rachel and Gabby's quest for love, and how it's really okay to sob whatever.
Oh, cute. Okay, no, we really...
It's probably...
We can
related.
Do this. We can be more consistent. It's
not
hard.
And that's the thing. I feel like... You just have to get in a groove with this stuff. Like, even setting up today, like, we're together, and that makes it also so much easier, because we're
so true.
Usually not together. But even everything comes with, like, the hiccups of we were Googling how to figure out the mics. And, like, if we're together, we don't need Zoom to record, so we're using GarageBand, and how do we set up the output input for all of that? And so it's not nothing to put it on.
I know.
You know, like, we talk, and that's, like, what comes easiest to us. And then, but it's also, like, the afterlife of an episode is...
True.
Editing and cutting it together, and like there's a lot of after stuff that needs to happen, so I don't think there's any no shame in the hiatus, but I love that we're back, and I
Me
love
too.
That because like even when we weren't doing it this past year, we were always talking about it, and we've always like I feel like a thread in our conversation always is like, bookmark that, we're gonna talk about that on the podcast, you know, blah blah blah.
Okay, well, we're back. We're gonna
back.
Do it.
I know.
2024
really
is our year.
Yeah,
I'm excited
let's talk
for this
about
year.
2024.
Well, I feel like that needs to be our next episode, because
maybe so.
I'm not quite ready for new year, new me quite yet, but I feel like soon I will be.
Okay, I like that. We can do our next one. We can be thinking in the meantime about the new year. Let's just talk about how you feel about resolutions versus not. Do you call them goals? Like, what's your thought space on
I don't love setting a lot of specific goals, because I just don't think it happens throughout the year, but I like the idea of like a theme or an intention, like kind of like a more general like attitude mm-hmm. shift, or like kind of focus more, like to focus my mindset on something. So I've been like thinking, I have a couple of ideas of shifts that I'm going to make in 2024. That's okay. How I like to see them. Okay, I don't know. What about you?
We'll keep them on lock until
yeah.
next time. Yes, I've been thinking a lot about the new year. I think also because my birthday is in January, it's automatically just a time yes. that I'm thinking, like, I feel like I do get, not sentimental, just more like reflective. It's a natural reflection point at your birthday and at the new year. So I feel like a lot of January, I'm not necessarily like January 1, I'm a new person, I'm starting yes. this and this, that exact day. I feel like the month of January has been like a really reflective, fun period for yeah. me, almost like as the planning time for the rest of the year. So I agree. I feel like there's a lot going on in my head about it, but I'm excited to like actually spend some time with it. I think I need to journal like a lot of thoughts out and stuff, and then we can talk about it another time when I have it a little more
yeah let's do
a
that
a little more organized in my head. But what I do recommend doing, I don't know if maybe I'm like slow to do this, but the other day, I still have like 3 months left of the year I need to do it, but I was trying to do like a retrospective of mm-hmm. 2023. And the only way I do that is by going back through my calendar, because I just yeah. put everything in my calendar app. I mean, every work meeting, every social event, like it's usually, unless it's just that day and it's really spontaneous, like pretty much everything I'm doing is in even like the blocks that I work out, like it's all in my calendar. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of just click through my days and be like, oh, what did I do in January? What did I do in February? And so I make little lists, and they're mm-hmm. They don't have to be big, huge, significant things. But it was really fun to like go cool. back and journal and be like, oh, traveled to like Mexico with my mom. Yeah. Like, did this episode like with Alex for the podcast or whatever. And then, made friends, like met with this person for the first time. Like that's I had cute. It in my calendar, like when I met my friend, like my Austin friend I hang out with now all the time, like when I met her for drinks for the first time. And I'm like, oh my God, that's like when we became friends. That's so fun. And then I feel like it just reminds me of like you accomplish more in the year even than you think, just totally. Because time goes by so fast. So I've really enjoyed doing the retrospective part and trying to like give that time the space it needs, and then that helps me inform like what did I not do this year that maybe I want more of next year.
I like that.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm just talking about this past year and not the new year, like I feel like I got in my own way a lot this mm-hmm. year. And I don't know what that's about. I think like I feel like creatively I got in my own way a lot this year. Like I feel like work is, you know, we're doing work. We're going to show up for that every day. It's our livelihood. Like, we have to go in and do our jobs. But I feel like in any other way I wanted to show up in the world, I just get too caught up in how it needs to be done, how I want to show up. Like, I'm putting the cart before the horse way mm-hmm. too often. And so I think that's one thing I'd love to try and, like, remedy a little bit more in the new year. Like, creatively, I just got in my own way a lot, and I wish I just taken more risks and figured it out after I started to yeah. do something.
And you're thinking outside of work or both, like in your personal and professional
life? I'm thinking both to a degree. Yeah. But yeah, like even, I don't know, even doing this with you, I'm like, this stuff makes me so happy. I can't wait to incorporate more of this. And this is like a lovely thing we do that we just get to have fun doing and simply for the fun of it. Yep. And, there's also something so great about doing like a hobby that you don't monetize. Like, it's really just for the hell of doing and the enjoyment of doing it. So anyway, we'll cool. recap it more, but I don't want to get in my way as much creatively. Like, I okay. think, what's that saying? It's like, what is it? It's like action, something like action follows thought, not the other way around, or I'll figure it out. But more like you need to take it a step, even if you don't know what the next thing is going to be, because that motivates you more than like you can think about it all day long. But actually just taking a step is way more forward thinking and doing. Like,
than just thinking about it.
Yeah. I'm really butchering that phrase. It's like doing follows thinking.
You have to be so close. I'm terrible at phrases. I never get them right.
To say?
I think so. But I'm the totally the wrong person to ask because I never get phrases right.
I know. Okay. I'll think about it. But just more like take the step. Don't overthink exactly how it's all going to look and blah, 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 blah. Like you learn more from just taking the step.
I think that's the name, the title of this episode. Take the step. Okay. Take the damn step.
Take the step, you guys.
We're taking the step.
If anybody is also feeling creatively blocked or like you feel like you're getting in your own way, let me know. You reading any good books? Reading
any? That's a good idea.
Yeah. There's this one book for, and I think everybody has a creative thinker in them. So I think it could apply to everyone. But Elizabeth Gilbert is like a great author, artist. She's lovely. She's like one of Glennon Doyle's best friends. So she's kind of like in that school of thought. And she wrote a book called Big Magic. And I think it's just all about exactly that. Like how to kind of put those things out of your mind and even just like onto a page and then into your real life and not to not to overthink it so much. Like it doesn't have to be so precious. You can just throw more paint at the wall rather than just I'm thinking in my head like, well, what if the paint drips this way or that way, and or what if it doesn't work? And it's like, okay, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Who cares? Like, who cares? Yeah. Just do more stuff. Like, I think I'd rather just be doing than I want to do more doing, less thinking
about doing it.
Yeah, tripping myself up with my own thoughts.
Or this is how I should do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like it.
So that's something I'm thinking about.
Don't think too much about it. Just
oh my God,
do
you're
it.
Right. What am I saying? That's I'm something joking. I should not be thinking about so much. Ay, ay, ay. That's just another thing in and of itself. You just got to get out of your own head sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Totally.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Anything else for today?
Let's see. I do have a running note of content when I think of something that I want to talk to you about on the pod. Oh, I said people on dating apps deserve special status like veterans.
I don't disagree with that.
You know how veterans have AARP?
Like you get a blue check?
Or no, just old people have AARP and they get a little discount.
Yeah, I think you're thinking USAA?
Yes. No, but AARP is like the national.
Yeah.
But USAA honors veterans. So let's go back to
that.
But
you have to have a connection to a veteran in order to use USAA.
That's right.
Like yeah, not just anybody right. can use it.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking? Like you.
Just something.
Okay.
I think that there should just be some like you got to do your makeup a lot for dates. Maybe we should get 5-10% off, you know?
Ooh.
I just think we need to cut people in the streets a break in some capacity because it gets a little wild out there.
I like it.
I wrote that in October. Let's see. What else did I write down? Do you ever have an existential crisis while you are flying on a plane?
I don't have like a fear of flying. Like I feel like a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm a good person to ask that to. Like, it is crazy when you really think about being in an airplane. Like,
insane.
How are we up here? How is this working?
This tin can, like,
yes.
flying through the
like,
air.
It's mind-blowing to me, but I wouldn't say it's giving existential crisis.
So I feel like there's two ways you could feel on a plane. Like, one, like, actually thinking about the flight itself and then dying and then all that stuff because you are vulnerable and you're up in the air. But I more mean, I've noticed, because I was also trying to track, I want to tally up how many flights I took this year.
Oh my gosh.
It would probably be a lot.
Yes.
I was thinking about that coming home, and I was like, this is probably like my 40th flight? Like, I don't even know.
I bet.
It was a busy travel year, which was fun, but I more mean when I've been traveling this year, and I'm just in, one, you're normally doing it kind of by yourself, so you're like going through the airport by yourself, you're sitting by yourself, you're maybe eating something before you get off by yourself and then you're staying on the plane. Sometimes you chat with people, but other times you don't. And I get more, it's less existential about the flight itself. It's like, but when I'm on a plane, I get existential about like life itself, as in not like I'm going to die right here. It just causes me to be more like, what is the future? What am I doing? And I don't know what it is about traveling that brings that out of me. Maybe you're like looking down at the world and being like, what's it all? What are we doing all down here? Like, I don't know. I just find myself getting a little existential.
Do you, is it in a good way? Like, because sometimes there's like a healthy level of that, of like remembering how small we are and how like this is all a blimp. Or is it in like a...
I would say a little bit of... I would say I've experienced both. So like sometimes it'll be... I feel like it's nice to also... We don't connect to our phones in the same way on flights, which that's I think is lovely. Like if you don't have Wi-Fi... And you're reading, and then you look out the window, and you're thinking, like, that can be a beautiful reflection time.
And time is very weird to me on a plane. Does that happen?
It is very weird, because sometimes like, you're crossing over different time zones.
Because, like, my phone will be on airplane mode, but obviously the clock still works. But, like, I'll look down, and I knew how long, like, mentally how long the flight was.
Yes.
But, like, I don't always think about how that translates to, like, the numbers on the clock. And then I look down, and you're like, how is it only...
Exactly.
Blank.
Oh my god, every
time. You know
what
I mean?
Yes.
That happens to me a lot.
Same. I'm like, it's saying we've only been in the air 50 minutes. Yes. I'm like, my mouth hangs open. I'm like, are you serious? That can't be true. So I would say sometimes it's good. Like sometimes I come off of a plane and I'm like, I needed that time.
Feel lighter.
Without my phone. I feel lighter. I'm ready to like move forward and like go into my day or wherever I'm landing on this plane. But then sometimes sometimes it's more feels more stressful existential and that's what I kind of mean, like getting in my own way with that, like I just want to have less existentialism. Is that right?
I think that's a word
in general, and that really it handicaps me a lot.
Yeah,
like it makes you almost kind of freeze up or tense,
paralyzed
up. And you're so worried about this like thing over here called the future so much, but I'm like, you like I just think I need to be, I don't know, in the now a little bit more. I think I always am really existential and have a little bit of stress around this capital F future that for all I know right now is ambiguous. It's ambiguous to all of us. We don't really know what's coming. I don't know.
Okay.
Sometimes that trips a wire
like
for me.
It. I'll be thinking about that more too, because I feel like
do you have any existentialism?
Flying, but...
Yeah.
No, you know I'm not smart enough to think about the future too much. Well, like, I just, like...
It's not about not being smart enough. She always says this. I'm like, are you depressed? Like, do you...
No, you know I stand by this. Like, she's only smart people get depressed and anxiety. Like, because I do believe that.
Not me with my monitor on.
I firmly believe that.
I don't. I think you're just so level-headed, and you're a stabilizer to me. I'm like, hey, have you thought about dying this week? You're like,
That's a nice way of putting it.
And I think if we both were like, yeah, I'm freaking out, like no one would buoy this ship of this friendship that we're on.
But I would say that like we both buoy each other in different ways.
Yeah. Oh, how do I buoy you? Please let me.
You do. I feel like, what did I say? I feel like there was something recently that we were just talking about where you were like, no. I'll have to think about
it.
It'll come up as soon as I get off.
I feel
of
like
this,
I'm remembering it too, but the specifics are escaping me. Well, but if anyone gets existential on a plane, let me know. I feel like there's a phenomenon
people.
It's physically also just lifting you up, and you're looking. It almost feels like you're looking at your life
down from above.
That's
freaky.
From a bird's eye view, and you don't
see. That's what I mean. That's a very smart thing to think about.
Your perspective that often. So when you do,
only
you're
a smart
like,
person
huh,
would think.
Is everything
like
I'm like stressing and worrying about down there on my little corner of the planet like, is that worth doing? Or like, you know, it's just kind of funny. We all scurry around, and then we go up there, and I'm like, everyone's so tiny. I don't know. Probably most of the things worth I'm worrying about are not worth the worry. What else did I write down? What I've noticed about newborn babies and all the equipment that you need to raise a baby.
You sure. do.
So much equipment. There's this thing that Will and Leah use for Carter because he's just been like he has like a cough every 2 months of his life. He's only
poor baby.
He's only 8 months old. but just daycare and, you know, other kids. And
it's building his immune system. It's good really for them.
We're calling it kindergarten prep. Yeah. Like, he'll be.
It's good.
Like, immune system of steel by the time he enters kindergarten. But they have this little baby thing to put up his nostril to, like, blow out all of his snot so he can breathe easier. And I'm like, who invented that? There's 30 different, like, tools like that that I've been introduced to that I'm like, whoa. There are a lot of things in the baby world to just keep them happy and content and
alive. Yeah, which is why baby showers are important, because you need a lot of things.
You need so much stuff.
But. Do we... actually, this one in my family, they ask for you not to wrap anything because they don't want to sit and open them, but they want people to be able to see the gifts, so they're just going to be on display. So you're not supposed to wrap, which already, how lovely.
Saving me a job.
Yes, and like trash. It's just wasteful.
I know.
And then two, we don't have to sit and watch you open up everything. I thought it was a great idea. I never heard of it before.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just go and thank people for...
Yeah. And everyone can, because some people like to like see what you got. I get that.
Yep.
So it's making everybody happy.
Okay, love that.
Yeah.
Did you see Kim K wrapping her gifts in Skims cotton fabric?
Yes, and I have some thoughts. That one, she sold it like it's reusable.
Into what?
Like you could use this to wrap again next year. Is how sure. I took it.
Okay.
But like,
she's not gonna.
No.
The whole point is, like, every Kardashian wraps different every year.
Yeah, so I'm just like you said, like, so then what are you going to reuse this for? Right. Nothing.
Right. She's like, look at this little thing I'm doing for the planet. But outside, do you see all my fake tree, like, my fake snow?
Or it's more of her private jet that is definitely, like, each time she uses her private jet, it's, like,
right.
Terrible for the environment. But
yeah, it was a funny reach for, like, sustainability. But, you know.
Do you think she did it herself? She also claims she wrapped him herself.
Hard to say. I want to believe her.
Me too.
I'll choose to believe her.
Okay.
I think she wrapped some of them herself. I think she wrapped 10.
I don't even know how you wrap the way that it was done. I didn't.
She knows how.
Okay.
Maybe she had someone come in, help her, give her a tutorial, and then she wrapped a few, and then she said, you got it from here.
Yeah, she only showed us the finish. That's product video. Saying. She didn't give us the tutorial video.
And it was like 10 presents. I'm like, girl, where's the rest? Like, we all know. Like, if you're getting Saint a motorbike, are you covering that in cotton Skims as well? I'd like to know.
I got my first Skims. I've never owned anything.
What'd you
Skims.
Get?
Max got me a dress for our Europe trip.
I knew you were getting that. Yeah. We didn't talk about that for
it's
your
really
birthday.
Cute.
What color is it?
It's like a soft gray. Oh, it's nice. Pretty. Like gray bluey.
Is it so comfy?
Yeah. I've never owned anything Skims.
Does the phenomenon hold up that it just snatches you in every way?
Yeah.
That's
Which sweet. Almost to the point where I was like, is this too tight? I'm like, is this, but I know that's the point of it. Like,
on
it's
your
supposed
and body,
to look like
no
that.
Such thing.
Well,
no nice. Such thing.
So, but I know that's the point. So, but I feel like I can't wear it. Like, even I was like going to wear it with a sweater at like Thanksgiving. I was like, I feel like I can't wear this.
You'd
around
be
my
too sexy. Like, you'd be too hot.
Or like, I obviously can't wear it to work. Like, so, but I'll just save it for
those
Europe.
Those kids would be beside themselves.
Yeah. So, but no, it's very comfortable.
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited.
It's so cute. That'll look great in Europe.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, we'll do one or two more random things. I'll save some of them for another time.
Okay.
Oh, this is good in the recap of 2023. Things we were doing to push ourselves out of our comfort zones and do something different. I wrote down for you, like, Madewell. You worked at Madewell this
year.
Oh,
yes. That was fun. I did my first, I'd never done retail before.
Yes.
And I wanted it to, like, meet people and just have somewhere to be in the summer. It really, I do feel like that part worked, where, like, I didn't dread going back to school in the fall as much because made myself do something I didn't really want to do, but always when I was there I enjoyed it. And I liked the girls I worked with, so
I love that that had that effect on you.
Yeah. And none of our friendships, I was hoping we could take them from work to the real world. They said that we were going to do something and then nothing ever happened, so that's okay.
Do you think
I might go back this
thing?
Summer maybe, so then maybe that will, like, 2 years then we can.
Yeah.
But I liked when I worked, like, talking with them.
Right.
So.
Yeah, maybe everyone in their head is like, oh, if we actually all come back together and we're working again, like, we'll do it.
But yeah, that was fun. Let me think if there are anything else. But you did something really big this year.
I know. I forgot already. And then I wrote it down and I was like, oh my gosh. I took an acting class this year, which I don't know in my right mind, like, what I was doing to even sign up for this class. I get really, like, really hooked on and fascinated by things for, like, weeks at a time. And that's just how my brain works. And so I think in April or something, I was fascinated. Not like, oh, I'm going to go be an actress. I was just fascinated with the film world.
Yeah.
I'm working on a project at work that's all about filmmakers. Like, and I was like, movies and film are so cool. I'm going to go watch more films. Like, I still have a whole list of, like, classic films I need to go watch and get through that I'm, like, working my way through. And I was literally reading books on acting. Like, the four books that everybody recommends. Like, these four books. And I'm like, and I was ripping through these books on acting. I don't even read that much. And I was, like up at 1 a.m. on a work night, like, reading. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? And so I was like, I mean, I think the only natural next step is to see how hard it is to do this. Okay,
so how was the acting class?
It was so many things. It was great. I will never not look back and be really proud of myself because it was scary. I was like, let me think.
You had to, like, memorize lines and shit.
I know.
And, like, get into roles.
And I will say that is the one thing, like, while I do feel like in some ways I got in my own way this year, in other ways I feel like I did try to push myself out of my comfort zone. That was more of a random, like, one-off thing.
So cool.
But I was like, what's the most uncomfortable thing I can think of, truly? And I was like, doing an acting class. Like, I can't think of something scarier. Maybe singing in front of people. Like, I'm not going to do that. So I was like, the next best thing is an acting class. And I just went on the internet and I Googled. And I think in a new town, like, I seriously use Yelp. Like, I'm not using it as a joke. Like, I don't know where to go. So if I need a place, I'm big on the Yelp app all the time. And so this woman, my acting teacher, had amazing reviews. And I was like, oh my gosh, now I have to take it. I've read all these reviews. Like, I gotta go see what this is all about. And so I signed up, and it was every Tuesday for, like, 7 Tuesdays in a row from, like, May to July. And I was like, okay, here we go. And the first day, you had to come into the first class and have a, like, she sends you a monologue in advance. You had to make a binder. You had, like, I had a 3-hole punch. Like, it was a whole thing where I felt like I was going back to school. Like, I went to FedEx. I, like, printed off all my papers. I, like, printed off my monologue. I had to practice my monologue in my room. Like, I was like, what am I doing? And I did this monologue. And so you walk into class, and there's only, I think there are only, like, eight of us total, maybe. And every week, like, one person you missed for some reason. So there's, like, usually 7 of us in there. So it's a lot of one-on-one time. Like, people go up, we kind of introduce each other, introduce ourselves to each other. And then we just kind of went straight into it and did the monologue and then the received feedback. And, like, you could just tell, thankfully, all of us were, there was no one who was, like, one person out there slaying all of their auditions.
You're,
and
they were all about, like, the same level.
Exactly. We were all the same level, which was really helpful because I think we just had a mutual respect for each other. And so we did crazy things over the 7 weeks, but we did the monologue and then we did partnered scenes. And so we did memorized, like, four different partner scenes, which is really fascinating. And then we did an exercise, like, every class, basically, you come prepared to do a new scene or a new monologue or whatever. So you have to have all your stuff memorized. So you meet a lot of fun new people that I would have, like, never met otherwise in that class, which was really fun. She also had us doing some exercises. So, like, at one point, like, she lays down, like, emotions on a piece of printer paper. It just says, like, sad, angry, excited, whatever. And she has an exercise where 4 of us will go up in front of the class and then rotate through all these emotions, and you have to do them to, like, the nth degree for as long as until she says stop. And so one was like, one was like inconsolable or like begging or something like that. And so I'm on the ground, like, And she was like, you guys better go for it. Like, if you don't go for it, she will literally be like, Kate, go harder, and like scream at you until you do it. And so I was like writhing around on the ground, crying, sobbing. Everyone's doing it at once, by the way. So it's like four people. Chaos. One person's really happy. One person's really sad. And they're like fighting
each
other.
Did you have what to say, or you had to?
It was totally
like improv.
Yeah, that part was improv. So there were some little improv things
that's
you got to
fun.
Do. But luckily it was no like staged improv stuff. It was just all scripted stuff. And it was the craziest thing I've ever done. I think I played a drug addict in one. I played a prostitute mm-hmm. in another. She really didn't want to give me any roles I was more excited about. Like, some of my counterparts were playing like a housewife with an apron on. Or
yeah,
like
but
a 20-something magazine editor. I was like, that sounds fun. You're going to be a prostitute.
She put you out of your comfort
zone. In a brothel.
Which
yes.
is the purpose.
She took one look at me. She's like, we got to put you in other things. So,
no, that's the coolest thing ever.
It was very fun, but at the same time, every class, I was like, don't make me go. And that's how I knew. Like, even by the 7th class, I was like, I don't want to go. And it means that I did push myself because
I really
had to get myself.
Do you
there.
Feel like there's a transferable skill, even if it's a small one, of something that you have already applied in your
yes
personal professional life?
I think public speaking, because originally I was like, let's go see what this is all about. Some people go into that class and they are trying to actively start their acting career, which makes total sense. There's a little bit of a film community in Austin. So I was like, that's cool. I'm just going to use this for now as like a transferable skill to work, presenting my work in front of other people. I have to like present ideas and campaigns in front of people. Normally it's over Zoom, but I think it's just any experience I can get in front of people, period, doing something kind of vulnerable or public speaking was just good for me.
Such
I probably
a good
needed
life skill.
To do more of that. So whether it's playing a character or just being myself, I think it really helped get some of the jitters out, because
that makes sense.
You notice, like, even in my last scene in like my last class, I was like a drug addict trying to solicit sex from my scene mm-hmm. partner,
drug
and I was
dealer.
and it was a vulnerable role to play, but I was so much more comfortable by the 7th class, and I was like, well, if I can do this, like I can present a creative concept mm-hmm. to like stakeholders, like that's no problem. So it's almost like I had to go to the nth degree to do that, and then be like, oh, this is no big deal, like in the scheme of things. So
cool.
That was a very fun thing of the year, I would say.
That's amazing.
I feel like I texted you guys every week and I was like, rehearsing my lines. I'm a coke addict.
No, like there were times you would like get off a plane and go straight to acting class, like because you had to be there.
I did have to do that, once or twice in June. But it was fun. I highly recommend, even if you have no, like if you present a lot. Like there were some people in sales that were like, this is really helpful because I do demos all the time, and I was like, that's cool. So some people from all different industries, but we were roughly the same age. I think the oldest person in our class was maybe early 40s, and then everyone else was kind of in their late mid 20s, 30s.
Cool.
Quite fun.
So fun.
Yeah. So we pushed ourselves some this year.
Yeah. Mine is nothing compared to yours.
I disagree. Like, I think that was great. I feel like you identify something in your life that you want to be different, and you take an active step towards
it
every
time.
Yeah,
that's true. And that was the purpose of mm-hmm. it.
And you got some cute clothes and a great discount in the meantime.
But
I love that.
And I fucked up a few times.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. I lost a large corporation Madewell $400.
Yeah, we're fine.
Did not affect me.
No.
And I didn't have to pay for it.
It feels like a rite of passage, truly. Like, everybody fucks something up in
their
retail job.
I've never used the cash register before.
No, definitely not.
I got employee of the month after that, so I don't know what they were thinking.
Oh, my God. You did.
Yeah, got some free clothes.
Oh, that's right. You got a couple pieces for that.
Sorry, Madewell.
Okay, well, we'll come back with more. I still have more things on the list, but we'll sparse them out, you know.
I liked ending with that.
I did too. We're excited. We'll be back with some more. And
yeah, we have some ideas that I'm looking forward to.
Me too. Yeah.
We'll keep people in the dark for now.
Let's keep people in the dark for now.
I'm excited.
Do some marinating and we'll be back.
We'll be back. For now.
Bye.
Till next.